When I say milkshake, it just washes over me. You think of, well, at least when I was growing up, the old counter you'd go to, you'd watch them making the milkshake. It just seems like such an iconic part of my past. And when you find out how milkshakes were formed, you're not going to believe it. They evolved from a spiked adult health tonic in the 1880s. I kid you not. This was when the term milkshake was first used, 1885. It referred to an alcoholic whiskey drink with cream, eggs, and ice, kind of like an eggnog, and it was served at pharmacies as a sturdy health tonic. Well, somehow that revolved around to Pop Colson at Walgreens tossing scoops of vanilla ice cream into a malted milk blend, creating the Horlicks malted milk. It became an instant sensation at soda fountains across the country. 1922 was the year. And today, one place in Ann Arbor to find that iconic milkshake is the Milkshake Factory. And joining us today here on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's talk station, 1290 WLBY, we welcome Katie Stortaboom. She is the general manager of the Milkshake Factory, Ann Arbor. You have been the general manager since they started here a few years ago, right?
Yes. I was the one that opened the store. It's been a great time. We've been open for almost 2 years, 2 years in August. So
everyone's talking about it.
We love it. We love being Ann Arbor's go to milkshake shop. We also make our own chocolate and have a whole, beautiful tray of that too. So it's nice being the sweet street shop of Ann Arbor.
Located near Lewis Jewelers over in the Westgate Shopping Plaza, premium milkshakes, handmade chocolates. Tell me about how all of this started, because this goes back generations in a way.
It does. The family that came out of Pittsburgh started in 1914. There are 11 family-owned stores in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It did start actually as a soda shop that was turned into a chocolate. They were all chocolateers, so that's how they first started. And then it kind of evolved into adding the milkshakes and stuff, and then that was obviously gold. People love their milkshakes, so that's kind of how that evolved. And then about 2 years ago, they decided to franchise, and then we are the only location in Michigan, but you guys will see them pop up all over the United States now. So,
why Ann Arbor? Why did they decide this was a great place for a franchise?
Well, it is a locally owned. We have 7 families that own it, and they are all local to Ann Arbor. Or around that vicinity.
Okay.
And it's a wonderful town.
And you're actually related to one of them, right?
I am. One of them is my cousin. My cousin and his wife are part owners in that as well.
And who are they?
Derek and Melissa Roth are two of the owners. But yes, I have been in hospitality for over 20 years. So that was an easy thing for them to make a phone call and be like, hey, you want to come run a milkshake shop? And I'm like, well, shoot dang. All right, let's do it. So, yes, and it's been a super, super fun experience. Hard to not indulge yourself every day in the sweet treats.
So what exactly is a milkshake, and how do you make your milkshake?
Absolutely. Everything's a hand-dipped vanilla-based ice cream. Everything's a vanilla-based at our store. So if you come in and get it like a chocolate shake, we make it like you make real chocolate ice cream. We put cocoa powder, hot fudge in there, things like that. So we build everything, however you'd like it. Fresh strawberries for your strawberry shake, all of that kind of stuff. So
this really is the old-fashioned way of
really
doing
is.
It.
So, yes, if you're looking for, different hand-dipped flavors, unfortunately, that's not our shop. But if you're looking for a delicious, premium, homemade, milkshake or homemade chocolate, this is the place to go.
Who wouldn't want that?
Right? It is fantastic.
Okay, so how do you actually create the creations, though? Because you've got everything from s'mores to Bananas Foster, you name it.
We have a great R&D team down in Pittsburgh that puts a lot of time and effort into it. And, a lot of us that work there and indulge in these things every day come up with a lot of fun, different things. And we're like, hey, have you tried this one? And so it's fun to see some of the milkshakes that we have, sent them to become on our, limited time offerings and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of – that job's really fun for them. I'm very jealous of whoever gets to just play around and get to make all the milkshake flavors. They started with the classic flavors, of course, the vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, mint chip. Mint chocolate chip or mint cookies and cream is our most popular shake.
Oh, is it?
month over month standing for every single month.
Really?
Michiganders love their mint chip, you know, cookies and cream. So
you have a wonderful 4th of July special going on. Buy one, get one July 4th all day. And this
on our American Classic. So we have this. They decided to do a limited time offer on our classic menu. So there's like 6 or 7 options on there. So all day on the 4th of July, we will have BOGO. Buy one, get one free on all of those items that are on that menu.
You know what's on there? Root beer float, strawberry shortcake sundae, the southern banana pudding, mm-hmm. apple pie, classic chocolate malt, birthday cake milkshake.
Yes.
Your all American classic menu.
Correct. So those ones are buy one, get one free all day on the 4th of July. So if you guys are around and have a moment to pop over, come and see us.
The fact that you're open on a holiday, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's 4th of July. Everyone likes ice cream on the 4th of July.
I think you're going to be busy.
And we'll be, you know, closed by the time fireworks set off. So it's good.
We're talking this morning here on the Lucy Ann Land Show on 1290 WLBY with Katie Storteboom. She's the general manager of the Milkshake Factory in Ann Arbor. They're just off of South Maple, right next door to our friends at Lewis Jewelers, one of our great sponsors on the Lucy Ann Land Show. You have other summer savings deals as well?
We do. We are running some amazing specials every day this summer through the end of summer. Mondays, we have 25% off for seniors all day long. On Tuesday, we have $3 hot fudge sundaes from 12 to 4.
Oh.
On Wednesday, we have buy 2 pieces of chocolate, get a cookies and cream bark free from 12 to 4. Thursday, $5 classic happy hour. On our milkshakes, $5 from 12 to 6. And then on Friday, you get a free cake pop or s'mores pop with a purchase of a milkshake.
Wow, so, you have some great deals in there.
Yes.
So happy hour Thursday, $5 classic milkshakes from noon to 6 p.m. How much is a normal milkshake?
So that range, you know, anywhere from, it ends up being like in the higher 7s to almost $8. So you save a few bucks, $2 to $3 on that.
And that's great.
Yeah.
Now, you also become a destination for parties. You have a party room.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun. What originally started as what we were going to use as a training room, and we still use it for some of that. But we, repurpose that to throw parties. And you can come in, and you can rent the room if you just need. I know everyone needs a space to throw a party sometimes. So if you want that, you can rent our room for $50 an hour and just have whatever kind of party you'd like. Or we would love to host you and have a chocolate making party, and those are fun for all ages. We've done lots of kids' birthday parties that way, or lots of girls' night. We've done lots of company, like team building retreats. You get to make your own tray of chocolate. You get a mini half classic shake.
Oh, I like
it
this.
It is so fun. How you get fun to be your own little chocolateer.
For businesses to be able to do something
they have
like
been,
that.
We've had a lot of U of M teams come in, and one, they're hilarious and always a good time. Two, it's fun. I love having the kids, but it's not nice being able to go ahead, adults, have fun.
Yeah.
Be free. But yes, it's really cool to be able to be an experience.
$30 per person?
$30 per person. And that comes, like, again, you get to make your own tray of chocolate that you get to take home. And then you get a mini half classic shake as well.
Ooh,
then,
that sounds like a perfect time.
It really is.
I like
it
that.
It really is. And a different kind of mix for, you know, a party and things like that.
All right. That sounds good. Now, are you also renting the room at that time of the $30 per person? Is there also
nope,
a room?
That's separate.
Oh, okay. All right,
so if you just want the room for your own party, that's separate. So that would be the $50 an hour. But if you want to do the chocolate making party, it's just $30 an hour.
My producer, Derek, and I were talking earlier about the difference between milkshakes and malted milkshake. What is a malt?
Oh, gosh. This is one of those questions of if you've never if you've never eaten a Whopper, the way I describe it, it's a powder that's made from malt, barley, and things like that.
Oh, when you say Whopper, you're not talking the hamburger. You're talking about
I'm talking about the Whopper, like the chocolate
Whopper malted,
the malted
milk balls
thing. And I always say, like, have you ever eaten a Whopper? And they're like, most people say yes. And I'm like, good. It's that stuff in the middle of a Whopper is malt. That's the only way I can kind of describe
it.
For
to the milkshake?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's a barley malted powder that they make, and they add sweetener to it or whatnot.
Okay.
But it's definitely a very classic, nostalgic thing that Michiganders love.
Oh,
so,
really?
Oh, my gosh. It is a very, very common ask. So I'm very glad that we have that. And it's delicious. It just adds a little bit of a tang and sweetness that's not there originally.
Something for those of you who are dairy intolerant.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Milkshake Factory is calling your name.
If you've never been able to enjoy a delicious milkshake because the unfortunate, you know, lactose allergy or any sort of allergy, come see us. We have, or if you're just sensitive to dairy in general, we have the best non-dairy ice cream And I'm not just saying that because I work there and I'm biased. I make all my ice cream milkshakes with that because you can't,
oh, really?
You can't tell the difference.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's like half the calories. It's not half the sugar. So let's get on that. But it is, you know, less calories. So if you can't tell, and it is so fun to see people that do not get to enjoy the joys of ice cream come in and get. I had someone a couple days ago. This is their first milkshake ever.
What?
Yeah, because they are not able to have dairy, and they like literally had like a tear in their eye, and it made me cry because I'm just a crier like that, and I'm just like, good. I love to be able to. We love to be able to bring happiness and joy.
Oh,
like that.
How fun! When are you open at Milkshake Factory?
We are open from 11:30 every day to 10 o'clock. Every single day except for Friday and Saturday for summer hours, we're open till 10:30.
When it comes to your handmade chocolates, what kind of chocolates are we talking about?
Everything is a milk chocolate base. It's not super sweet. It's premium chocolate. We do have a white chocolate cookies and cream, though. So we have 9 different bark flavors that are all made in-house. We have lots of Stroop waffles that are dipped in chocolate.
What kind?
Stroop waffle, which is like a waffle that's filled with, it's usually from the Netherlands, filled with caramel.
Oh.
And then we dip that in chocolate and either put white chocolate on it.
You have got to be kidding me.
Or sprinkle some toffee on it. We make cake pops, s'mores pops. We have chocolate dipped Oreos. We have chocolate dipped strawberries. And then we have some gourmet chocolates that are actually just made for the Milkshake Factory that are sent in that includes the Dubai chocolate. Very fancy, very fun.
It's got the pistachio.
Very popular. Yeah. We have those in the smaller bars, which are nice because those are pricey. And you can come in and get a smaller, delicious.
They're all the rage today for some reason.
They sure are. Yeah. But and so many selections.
You can go to milkshakefactory.com and find out more and click on the location for Ann Arbor. The only one in Michigan. Are there going to be others in Michigan coming?
I think at some point, but right now we are the one and only. So if you're going to have to come see us. And
7 families own the local here in Ann Arbor.
Yes, it is a family affair. It's awesome.
That's a nice group of people there.
It sure is.
Celebrating America's birthday with their All-American Classics menu at Milkshake Factory as well. Buy one, get one free all day on July 4th. Anything from like the strawberry shortcake sundae, the classic chocolate malt, all-American apple pie, the confetti birthday cake with the 250 for the 250th birthday of America, southern banana pudding, and I think my favorite, the root beer float. Oh, so good.
Love
and you haven't lived until you've had one of these iconic type of old-fashioned milkshakes. People are used to today how they're put together. And like you brought out the very beginning, you're putting those ingredients in exactly how they're supposed
to be. Correct, yes. And like really living in the premium. We're not adding a bunch of everything out. We're letting the ingredients show for themselves.
Right. You mentioned that you have been in the hospitality industry for a number of years, and you came here from Chicago to open the store, right?
Yeah. I'm originally from Michigan, went and helped to open a tech company out there, did that whole thing, and then decided I am not a big city girl. Loved Chicago. The experience was lovely, but I am a Michigander full and full, so
and
I am back.
Isn't that what is nice about Ann Arbor? It's a small town feel, but you have all the big town amenities.
And that's what I need.
It. Exactly. I agree
big city is just a bit too much.
Yeah. And doing it the old-fashioned way with the Milkshake Factory here in Ann Arbor, located on South Maple near Stadium Boulevard, right next to Lewis Jewelers. The Milkshake Factory is waiting for you to come out and enjoy an old-fashioned milkshake. They are great members of the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber as well. And for information about the chamber and its members, like the Milkshake Factory, go to a2ychamber.org. Looking forward to this. And by the way, the founders of the Milkshake Factory, 4th-generation chocolatiers whose great-grandparents began their chocolate shop and ice cream soda fountain in Pittsburgh in 1914 after immigrating from Greece.
Yes.
So it's got a really nice
really cool history.
Yeah.
A really awesome family.
I'm so glad you're in Ann Arbor.
Yes, thank you.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Katie Stordeboom, General Manager of the Milkshake Factory in Ann Arbor, on our A2Y Chamber Report today, the Lucy Ann Lance Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.